You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post-Show Show with Jackson Burns.
So I have my special guest today on The Post-Show Show with Jackson is Ethan. What do they call you? Vice President of Twitch Services? Is that what it is?
I guess so. Is that what it is? The Vice President of Twitch Operations? Something like that.
First of all, give us your history in the business. How did you come to land on The Greg Hill Show on WEEI?
So I started out just doing overnight shift stuff like that, board op and producing back in, I don't know, what was it, February of this year. So it's been almost a year now since I've been here. And through meeting Eamon, he's going to be like, well, you said my name wrong.
Getting sent to him immediately when it's done.
I would come across Eamon in the mornings doing the overnight because he would always come in bright and early to get like the cameras ready and everything like that. And then a few mornings he asked me to like, you know, oh, can you set the cameras up for me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of took the interest into it because I was like, so what do you do? Because he like would tell me he's a video guy, but I never really, I knew that we were streaming on Twitch, but I didn't know like what exactly was going on. And when he explained to me kind of what he was doing and everything, I thought to myself, oh, well, I mean, I used to Twitch stream back in the day for fun, especially like during the pandemic when I didn't, because I was a personal trainer, I didn't work for 4 straight months. So I had a lot of free time in that span there. So I was like, oh, I have, you know, experience doing this kind of stuff. And from there it was, oh, hey, do you want to check this out? To, oh, you know, there's an opening for 3 days on Gresham Keefe. To, oh, Eamon has a promotion now. Somebody needs to do the Greg Hill Show. And he comes to me and he goes, I'm going to recommend you for the job. And I go, oh, okay. And then it was like a whirlwind. 2-3 days later, I'm doing the Greg Hill Show.
Wow, that is a fast rise. Now, do you think he picked you because your names are so similar? Just so it would be easy for good old Greg there?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I guess the similarity is there for sure. But, I guess the biggest thing was... No good.
In all seriousness, you didn't set out to be a video producer of any kind.
No, so I went to CSB, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
As did I, yes.
A little bit over almost 2 years now, because, well, yeah, something like that, almost 2 years ago.
I went 16 years ago.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
In 2006, before it was in Needham even.
Oh, wow. I went to the one that's in Connecticut, the actual Farmington is where it was, so I went to that one. And so I went for that, for radio broadcasting, you know, my ultimate goal, you know, get myself on the radio, something along those lines. And so it went from that to getting the job, obviously, as a board op and everything. And then it just kind of, you know, previous interests and past experience that I kind of picked up on my own led to this ultimately.
That's interesting because like a lot, you know, most people in, especially most people in video production have, you know, a long time doing it, but you just kind of fell upon it. But it's funny because I kind of stumbled upon it myself a few years ago. I've been to radio for a long time, since 06. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge. Have you?
Mm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sounds familiar. He's a shock jock type. He was on the Howard Stern channels on Sirius XM or on Sirius for a long time. Yeah. And he's whose wife Hulk Hogan fucked in the big Hulk Hogan sex tape scandal.
Really?
Yes. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, no, as a wrestling fan, I am definitely familiar with that. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, he is, his wife was Heather Klim.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was a big fan of him, and when I was on the beach, so to speak, that's what they call it in radio when you don't have a job, because I got laid off from iHeart in 2020. yeah, they call it on the beach. How cruel is that?
Yeah, right.
So I had always wanted to work for Bubba, and so I'd email him like every 6 months asking for a job. And one day he gets back to me and says, "Hey, can you edit video and produce video for YouTube?" And I had no skill in video or editing whatsoever, but I said, "Yes, absolutely, I can. I'll start whenever you want."
Right.
And I did. I did that for a year with him. And I just kind of got, it's crazy how you just kind of intuitively get better and better.
Yeah. I mean, all the past, like, I guess it kind of works out, because while I didn't necessarily have professional training with all of it, I have my podcasts, and I've learned so many techniques of just editing and like producing and stuff like that for certain stuff, being a host and like the writer for it and everything. So I guess I've kind of self-taught myself into this role here, which is pretty awesome. I did not expect something like that to come from it, you know, because my podcast goal was, you know, get yourself on the radio. But then it kind of spiraled into, oh, okay, you're producing the Twitch show for them now. And that was not even like on my radar as an option. I honestly didn't even know that any radio stations were really broadcasting streams of their show until I started working at EEI.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. And our boss, our big boss, Mike Thomas, was really ahead of the pack with it. He knew it was important pretty much away.